This is Your Calls Media Roundtable. I'm Rose Aguilar. Now we are discussing an investigation called As For-Profit Companies Battle Over ICE Contracts, Immigrants Are Caught in the Middle. The story is a collaboration between Mother Jones, Pogo Investigates, the reporting arm of the Project on Government Oversight, and the Investigative Reporting Workshop at American University. The piece reveals that companies like the Geo Group want immigrants to spend more time in prison, while a company called Salus Worldwide Solutions wants to fly people out of the country. There's a lot of money on the table. The Trump regime has $152 billion to spend, according to the Office of Management and Budget. In the piece, Jennifer Ibanez-Whitlock, Senior Policy Counsel with the National Immigration Law Center, says the Trump administration opened the floodgates for these predatory companies to come in and profit off of detaining human beings. There is so much money right now in detaining people. Today, we're joined by two of the reporters who worked on this investigation. Nick Schwellenbach is a senior investigator at Pogo Investigates, the reporting arm of the Project on Government Oversight. Dan Friedman is senior reporter for Mother Jones DC Bureau. Hi, Nick and Dan. Thank you so much for your reporting and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have both of you. We've been covering the deadly crackdown by ICE, the appalling conditions at detention facilities, but much of the attention has been on the Department of Homeland Security and Trump's continued attacks on immigrants. Of course, these company names have been bandied about, but there's not that much attention about who's making how much money. And then your piece really dives into the fighting that is happening. I mean, it's really incredible. Can you talk about how you came to this angle? I mean, to think that the Geo Group wants people to stay in prison because they make money off of that, and then this company that most of us have never heard of, Salus Worldwide Solution, wants to fly people out of the country because they make money off of self-deportations. Nick, how did you all come up with this angle?
It is a bizarre and strange and troubling story on a lot of levels. I've been reporting on ICE contractors for a very long time, and including about conditions in detention and these for-profit companies that enable ICE to do what it does. But this story is very strange. I mean, folks like advocacy groups like Detention Watch Network have had a critique of the for-profit immigration enforcement complex for a long time. They say the for-profit motive creates this monetary incentive for the immigration crackdown, even predating Trump 2.0. But what was weird here is we actually had a DHS contractor with a massive DHS contract accusing its rivals of having this monetary incentive to keep people in detention longer, with, you know, devastating human impacts as a result. I do think it, when we kind of dove into this, though, it's more complicated than I think the narrative Salus Worldwide Solutions has been peddling in these letters to Congress, which we based our story on to a significant extent, because Salus Worldwide sort of relies on the coercive conditions in detention centers to sign people up for these flights overseas, these so-called voluntary self-deportation flights. So we've been following Salus Worldwide since last fall. One of its rivals accused it of winning this big contract without any meaningful competition, and that led to a big court battle. And then sort of that court battle has evolved into this like media and lobbying battle as well, at least according to Salus.
As you report, Salus won a $915 million contract last May to run, quote, Project Homecoming, Trump's flagship self-deportation program. A lot of people, I'm guessing, have never heard of Salus. So, Dan, can you tell us more about this company?
Sure. I think what people have heard, of course, is that the Trump administration has a goal of deporting millions of undocumented immigrants from the United States. And the way that they have to do that, if they're going to be successful, or even a little bit successful, is to get a lot of people to do that on their own, because they don't have as much money as they've thrown at DHS. They don't have the money or the agents to forcefully deport millions of people. So they have a self-deportation program, which they gave the somewhat Orwellian name Project Homecoming, and they hired a contractor to sort of implement that program. And that means booking flights for people who choose to sign up to self-deport, and it means giving checks for up to $2,600 to people if they're eligible, that they get once they leave the country. So this is supposed to be the carrot. And Salus is a company that is owned by a guy named William Walters, who worked for the State Department running a unit in the State Department that handled sort of quick exits for diplomats. If during the COVID crisis, they got people out of countries. When COVID was bad in specific places. So he has a background in sort of logistical government logistics world. But what he didn't have until a few years ago was any background as a federal contractor. And he started a few different companies. And I think he saw an opportunity with the Trump administration coming in and this stated goal of deporting all these people to get some business helping with these or providing self-deportation services. And what he actually did, and we reported on this, is approach the Homeland Security Department proactively and propose to them that he could provide these services if they would give him a contract. And they have a process for that. So he went ahead and pitched them on this idea. And then they wrote up an RFPP, a request for proposals, which he wound up somewhat unsurprisingly winning. And this is, as Nick mentioned, this is a huge contract potentially. He's staffed up and hired lots of people, and they're trying to carry out this contract. But I think they've run into some problems, and they haven't gotten as many people to sign up for this program as they initially hoped.
And again, you report that William Waters is a former State Department official.
Walters.
In October 2024, he donated $10,000 to a political action committee tied to Kristi Noem, who was DHS secretary when his contract was awarded. And you report that what they do is they sign up detained people to self-deport. They buy them plane tickets, process, quote, exit payments, charter flights, and deliver other services. Salus provides the, quote, only on-site personnel dedicated to identifying and assisting with processing voluntary departure candidates, according to a court filing. Nick, can you tell us what's the process involved in really trying to figure out who's winning these contracts and what a company like Salus does once they get a massive contract, like a $915 million contract? What's involved in really doing the digging?
There's a couple of levels to this. There's actually quite a bit of information on some government websites, but navigating those websites can take some skill it requires some skill and experience. One of those main websites is called usaspending.gov, and it allows you to sort of look at contracts that go to certain companies. You can look for contracts that are no bid or limited competition. There's another website called SAM.gov where you can learn about contracts that the government wants to award, particularly if it's a no bid or a limited competition contract. We also benefited quite a bit from this lawsuit brought by one of Salus Worldwide's rivals, CSI Aviation, which is, at least according to an analysis I did earlier this year, was the biggest ICE contractor in the first year of the second Trump term by dollars. And in this lawsuit brought by CSI Aviation, some information came out on the court docket that shed some light on what Salus was doing. We got a little bit of an insight into how many people had signed up for self-deportation, how many charter flights this company had arranged up until that point in time, which was December, and it was a shockingly low number of charter flights. It was only, I believe, 9 as of early December. And they had projected they would hit something north of 1,000 charter flights over a 3-year time period. And they were nowhere close to hitting the levels they wanted. What has been more challenging is like what exactly Salus employees are doing inside of detention centers. That's something we started to probe in this last story that you mentioned earlier. And we talked to some immigration attorneys who talked about some of their clients being approached by a Salus employee down in a Louisiana ICE detention facility. And this detained person was presented with paperwork that wasn't in their native language of Spanish, which, you know, that's not an obscure language if you're talking about detained people. And so it gave us a little bit of an insight into how this system, even though it's billed as voluntary and a more humane sort of alternative to what we normally think of as the deportation detention system, still sort of is not this like warm and fuzzy thing that isn't problematic at all. And so it's something I think that's worth digging into more because, you know, we spent weeks like working with our colleague Will to sort of talk to immigration attorneys. And a lot of people don't know if it's an ICE employee approaching detained people in detention centers or a contractor employee. And so there's still a lot of murkiness around what's going on. And then there's the question of like, is Salus arranging as many flights as it is? And it's kind of hard to verify some of this information that the company's providing.
Well, that's the other question we had is how do they access detainees? You report that as of early July, Salus's employees have entered at least 50 facilities across the country. A Salus spokesperson said that as of August 3rd, the company facilitated 137,000 self-deportations. How are they able to get access to detainees when some of these people don't even have access to lawyers?
No, absolutely. And that's like a central concern here is, you know, people's access to legal counsel and their due process rights. So there's an arrangement that Salus has with DHS that allows their employees to enter ICE detention facilities. One thing we are trying to learn more about is this tension between these companies, like especially Geo Group and Salus, is this manifesting in some sort of barriers that Salus is facing when trying to enter these detention facilities? And, you know, we haven't been able to sort of run that down, by the way. But Salus goes into these facilities and approaches people and asks them if they want to sign up to self-deport. And they've hired all sorts of people all across the country. They've set up LLC subcontractors in states all over the country that we've been able to document. And they've sort of created this infrastructure in the last year or so to try to implement this Project Homecoming that Dan described.
And if I could just jump in quickly, you know what? They have this access because the Department of Homeland Security has given them a contract which allows them to go into these detention facilities more so than these people's own lawyers. And, you know, they're just one of the contractors, as we've touched on, that are operating the system. You know, there's been great reporting in the New Yorker on the camp in Texas, which was entirely run by contractors. And so you have, you know, this system is more than I certainly realized at the beginning of this year, is run under the Department of Homeland Security, but carried out very much by private contractors. And of course, the point that we're making in this article is there's vicious competition between them because of the amount of money involved.
Exactly. And so if we can talk about that in our remaining minutes, we're talking about so much money here. As of the end of June, data from the Office of Management and Budget shows that ICE and Customs and Border Protection have $152 billion in unobligated funding from the two partisan funding bills that Republicans passed over the last year. So Dan, we're talking about so much money here.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one related piece of this is that a different company also started by Walter. So that is, you know, functionally part of the same business enterprise, provided planes to DHS. And famously, the big, beautiful jet that former Secretary Kristi Noem and Corey Lewandowski were flying around on was actually one of the planes that he acquired and then leased to the Homeland Security Department. And they don't need these planes, and they've claimed they're going to use them for deportations. But it was pretty clear that, you know, Noem wanted a big fancy luxury plane like Air Force One to sort of a status symbol. And so they have so much money that they're buying small fleets of fancy jets to transport not detainees, despite what they claim around in, but, high level DHS officials and other administration officials. So one of the things that's going on here is you may be, even if you're a supporter of the deportation agenda that the Trump administration has, they're wasting a lot of money. They're not doing it in a cost effective way.
And in our remaining minutes, I also wanted to ask you both about the revolving door. It's always been there, but this regime is taking it to a new level. GEO and CSI Aviation have extensive ties to the administration. ICE's new acting director is former GEO Group executive David Venturella. White House borders czar Tom Homan formerly worked as a GEO consultant. CSI CEO Alan Wei hosted a campaign for Trump days before the 2024 election. In our remaining moments, Nick, the revolving door's always been there, but they're just taking it to new levels. Can you talk more about what you all found?
Yeah, I think this is the very first time the very head of ICE is a former executive of one of ICE's top contractors, and it's yes, the revolving door has existed for a long time, across administrations of both parties, but the extent of extremely high-level people, and we just talked about two of them, who are in charge of ICE and the immigration crackdown, who hail from or who have worked on behalf of the ICE contracting sector, is just striking. And it raises obvious questions about, are they doing these things, simply to implement the president's agenda, whether or not you agree with that or not, or is there a profit motive here? And I think another element here, which you touched on with Alan Wei and the CSI campaign contribution and campaign rally angle, is a lot of the money going to these contractors, a lot of these companies and their executives are then in turn donating massive sums to mostly people in the Republican Party, including super PACs connected to Trump like MAGA Inc. GEO Group has made multiple million-dollar contributions to MAGA Inc. just over the last year. It's a lot of money sloshing around, and we're just at the start of this spending.
Well, thank you for your reporting. Nick Schwellenbach is senior investigator at Pogo Investigates. Dan Friedman is senior reporter in Mother Jones, D.C. Bureau. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's your call.
Thank you.